Well, the early stages of the French Revolution really encompass what we call the pre-revolution, which takes us back before 1789 to the mid-1780s. And the key, really, politically, is the collapse of the French state. What brings about a revolutionary set of circumstances is bankruptcy, that the French state is very old in terms of its structures, very complex. It's become unable to finance itself, to finance the wars that it's been fighting through the 18th century without borrowing very large sums of money. And it's been unable in peacetime to raise the tax revenue to successfully pay back those loans. And by the mid-1780s, that's reached a critical point at which the government can only see bankruptcy in the future. So they then embark on a series of attempts to get structural reform to happen. But they meet resistance along the way from all the entrenched special interests in society. It's a very hierarchical, aristocratic society. Most of the powerful groups within the society essentially own their social positions or their public offices as private property. They're very defensive of them. They're very unwilling to pay new taxes. They don't trust the government or the king to be telling them the truth about the financial situation. So there's really a deadlock which goes through a new institution they try called the Assembly of Notables in 1787 and results in a huge public outcry and awareness of a looming rising crisis. The influence of the Enlightenment comes into play. Behind the political scenes, there start to be widespread agitation for taking seriously the views of the public and the idea of public opinion. And gradually there forms, out of all these conflicts, out of all these resistances, the idea that France should, as it were, go back to the future. They should go back to a very old-fashioned institution called the Estates General, which hasn't met for a century and three quarters. But they should bring it into the present day. They should make it more open, more representative, and use that as a way of actually changing the social and the political structures of the country.